Hello, everyone. I'm Michelle Griego.
I'm Kenny Choi. This is your Picks Now update. A UC Berkeley student is making some serious allegations against some of the football team's staff and players. In a lengthy Facebook post, Paige Cornelius says that she was consistently sexually harassed by members of the team. Cornelius worked as a sports medicine intern in the athletic department, and she wrote of one encounter, quote, "He cornered me at practice and said, if you do not have sex with me, I will get you fired." And she wrote, fear of losing her job is why she met a coach in his hotel room, saying, quote, "He started taking off his clothes. I started crying uncontrollably. He yelled at me to get out of his room and that he could expletive any girl that he wanted," end quote. Cornelius now says that she's withdrawn from the school for medical reasons and is seeking treatment for PTSD and anxiety. The school releasing this statement that reads in part, Cal Athletics is and will always be committed to fostering a culture where everyone feels safe, welcome, and respected. All of those associated with the department are expected to maintain ethical standards at all times. The school's Office for the Prevention of Harassment and Discrimination is now investigating the allegations. Meanwhile, Santa Clara County Supervisor Dave Cortese is proposing changes to the county's policy on undocumented immigrants in the wake of the Bambi Larson killing. Larson was stabbed to death last month at her home in San Jose's Blossom Valley area. Police later arrested Carlos Eduardo Arevalo Carranza, described as an undocumented immigrant from El Salvador with a criminal background. Federal immigration officials say that they previously sent the county 6 civil detainer requests so that they could subject Arevalo Carranza to deportation proceedings. All were denied based on county policy. Cortese says that ICE should obtain warrants so that the county can legally hold inmates past their release date.
Detainers are not something that we can do here. We can't do holds. No law enforcement agency is supposed to be doing those under federal law.
Cortese proposes that the county create a list of felonies and misdemeanors that will prompt the county to notify federal agencies when undocumented immigrants are about to be released from jail.
San Mateo police are trying to track down the arsonist who set some garbage bins on fire. Fire crews found the burning cans threatening a building downtown on 2nd Avenue yesterday morning. Officers are asking for help identifying 2 suspects seen on surveillance video in the alley where the fire started. Anyone with information is urged to call San Mateo police. This is another big day for sports in downtown San Jose as SAP Center hosts several first-round games in the NCAA basketball tournament. Here's a look at today's schedule of events. The action starts at 11 this morning with UC Irvine, the Anteaters, taking on Kansas State. That game will be followed by Oregon and Wisconsin, Liberty and Mississippi State, and St. Louis versus Virginia Tech.
All right, so you can sit on your couch and watch all the games because it's raining outside.
That's right. It might be a good day to do so as we are tracking the rain back across the Bay Area. We'll see off and on rain throughout the entire day today. So high-def Doppler, and you can see moderate to heavy rainfall pushing across the North Bay, St. Helena, Yountville, down through Napa, Vallejo, Santa Rosa, Petaluma, through Novato, Inverness, San Rafael, across the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, looking at that rain across the Bay Bridge, and especially for the East Bay, Martinez, Concord, Walnut Creek, down through San Ramon, Richmond, as well as from Berkeley, Oakland, and Alameda, down through San Leandro, Hayward, Union City, Fremont, and for the South Bay, light rain from San Jose, Sunnyvale, Cupertino, as well as for Saratoga. Here's what you can expect. We have the rain this morning. We'll see another round of rain in the afternoon and for this evening. Could see some brief heavy downpours as a cold front pushes through. But just in time for the weekend, we are looking at drier, sunnier weather. So here is the storm system that we're tracking that's dropping a front our way, and that is bringing the wet weather for us. So timing it out for you on FutureCast as we take you through the afternoon and for this evening. We have that rain pushing through even by 11 p.m. It is still wet. So off and on rain. Then for tomorrow morning, could see an isolated lingering shower, but otherwise we'll continue to see clearing as we go through Saturday and for Sunday. This weather system, not expecting a lot of rain, anywhere from a quarter, half to 3/4 of an inch of rain, maybe a little bit more for the Santa Cruz Mountains. Back to you.
Mary, thank you. As of today, Jimmy Carter is the longest living president in U.S. history.
The 39th president's age is now 94 years and 172 days, surpassing George H.W. Bush, who passed away last year. Carter remains busy in his post-White House life, still doing work for Habitat for Humanity. He has written more than 30 books, won the Nobel Peace Prize, and survived cancer. He lives in Plains, Georgia, with his wife, Roslyn. This July will mark their 73rd wedding anniversary. When I was young, my dad took me to a bookstore, and he was there signing his book.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Can't remember the name of it, but I remember he was fishing on the cover of it. So I got to meet him, and he signed the book.
And he shook his hand?
Very cool.
I believe so.
Do you remember the conversation?
Yeah, I was 12 years old. Okay. I think it was about 12 or 13.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool, though.
Going strong.
You know, president. Former president.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to be back with another update at the top of the hour.
You can always watch and listen to us on your Google Home and Amazon Echo devices.